Then the proud eagle stepped forward. He fluffed his great feathers and stretched his great wings and flashed his eyes as if to say, "Watch me. I'm king of the air. I can fly higher than the mountains, higher than the clouds, higher than the sun if necessary. You just watch me." And then a curious thing happened. A very little bird had been waiting and watching. He hadn't said a word. Quickly and quietly, he jumped up on the eagle's back and hid himself in the feathers of the eagle's neck. And when the feathers closed down over the little bird, they kept him safe and snug. Then the eagle drew back a deep breath and stretched his wings, and off he flew. Everyone gasped. Higher and higher the eagle flew. Over the treetops, over the mountains, higher than the clouds. Up, 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 until he was out of sight. And then this king of the birds began to feel how hard it was to draw his breath. His wings were oh so heavy and hard to push. He tried to rest and ride the wind, but it was no use. And then, just as he began to fall back to earth, a strange thing happened. Out of the feathers of the eagle's neck jumped a little bird. His body was small and light. His wings were just right for the thin air. And so he whirred merrily away, up, 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 higher and higher, until he began to hear a sound, high and clear, swelling and growing. And it was everywhere, all around him, like the air itself. The little bird was frightened. He had never been so high. He was so alone. He said to himself, "I mustn't be afraid. I mustn't get tired. I must listen and remember and bring this sound back to earth. That's what I came for." Round and round he flew, whirring his little wings and gliding on the wind in great circles and listening. And when he was full of the music, he began to glide down to earth, gently down through the clouds, down over the mountaintops, down past the trees, until he landed quietly near the edge of the forest. He was a very shy bird. He went off among the trees. And then, without any warning and without anyone expecting it, the air was filled with beautiful music. And when the birds heard the sound filling the air around them, each one began to sing his own song. And someday, when you are walking through the forest, you'll hear sweet sounds. And if you listen, you will hear the songs of many birds. But if you look carefully, you will see that the most beautiful of all comes from a very shy little bird hiding behind a tree. It is the wood thrush. And this is the little bird who flew up to the high sky to bring music down to the earth for all of us.